Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Today we're working with an adaptation from Ajahn Chah's Allowing Everything to Be As It Is meditation. He introduced this meditation as follows. This meditation is about learning to allow everything to be. One of our natural tendencies, not only in meditation, but also in life, is a continuous sense of striving that our minds know this is what's supposed to happen. This is where I'm trying to get. And we kind of push for it. This striving has a certain value, and it also brings a lot of stress. The striving also brings a sense of not necessarily being open to what might naturally want to arise, how life might actually want to flow. So in this meditation, our practice will be just this. How do we begin to just allow things to be and to unfold in their own way? So let's begin by coming into a posture that encourages comfort, relaxation, whether sitting or lying down. Just ensure that it's a posture that is comfortable, very relaxing, one where you don't have to strive or strain to stay in the posture, one that allows you to remain alert. And connect for a moment with a sense of your breathing. First noticing that you are breathing. And then allow yourself to feel the sensations of breathing in and breathing out. Opening to your senses, allow yourself to listen and to move into a very simple yet deep state of listening. It is important to remember that we listen not only with our ears, but with our entire body. We listen with our feelings, with our sensations. We listen to sounds. We listen to silence. As contradictory as it may sound, the art of meditation is letting go of the meditator. That part of you, that aspect, which would be trying to still your mind, trying to follow your breath, trying to attain a certain state, trying to make something happen. The meditator is that part of you that may have heard about meditation and how to do it and what it's supposed to be. So the first movement into a deeper meditation is to begin to let go of the meditator. To whatever extent possible, let go of that aspect that is making effort or trying to change or trying to meditate well. And instead, we connect with our bodies. We connect with our being. Breathing in and breathing out. We're simply allowing everything to be as it is. Trying not to change anything. As you begin to let go of the meditator, the controlling part of you of effort, you might find that your mind feels a little disoriented because there's nothing for the meditator to do. Yet, when we're not struggling, not trying to do it right or to attain, we become open. Open to the experience of allowing everything to be as it is. And this is the beginning of a deeper meditation. So what happens when you allow everything to be as it is? This is the question we'll be sitting with in this meditation. This is our investigation. An investigation not in the mind, but in the body, in our senses, in our own experience. What happens when we allow everything to be as it is? This is a question without conclusion, without an answer, as we're actually living the answer. So let's take a few moments and check in. And then ask yourself, am I allowing everything to be as it is? Check in with your whole being, your whole body, and ask, am I really deeply allowing everything to be as it is? When you check in this way, you might notice that there are points of tension. Perhaps a felt sense in the body where you notice tightness. These areas of tension or tightness are the body's way of telling you that you are not allowing everything to be as it is. So, as you discover a point of tension in the body, right where it is, the instruction is just to allow the tension to be as it is, and then watch what happens. Experience what happens. Perhaps a tightness, or we release some. It may stay the same. It may become more intense, or actually change into something else. There is no inherent right answer. We're just noticing. Perhaps you're sensing restlessness, sleepiness, anxiety, irritation, hurt, happiness, or well-being. Allow any of these emotional experiences to simply be as they are, because that's what we're exploring. We're exploring in our own experience, in our own beings, in our own bodies, what happens when we allow everything to be as it is. Thoughts may arise. You may find that you have thoughts like, am I doing this right? Or there may be some thought that arises that thinks it's really important for you to think about in this moment. Realize it's just a thought. And thoughts happen. We notice them. and then relinquish control in a deeper and deeper way. Not pushing away or rejecting anything. Over time, as you relinquish control and effort, you'll begin to note that a spaciousness comes into awareness, a sort of opening. The simple absence of the controller is the experience of tremendous openness and a sense of presence. Can you feel this openness? Can you sense into this presence? There is nothing to understand. We're just opening to the presence, to whatever degree is possible. Your mind will wander off. Yes, that's what it does. Just come back to the remembrance that all you're doing is exploring what happens when control is relinquished. What happens when you allow everything to be as it is? Time and again, notice and bring yourself, your attention, back to the present moment. Perhaps re-asking, what happens when I allow everything to be as it is? What happens when I let go of the controller? And just about the time you think you've relinquished all control, all effort, you may find a deeper level, a deeper opportunity to relax and let go into the body, to let go into presence, to let go into silence. In truth, there's almost no end to this letting go. As you continue to let go of the controller, as you continue to allow everything to be as it is, this opens up a space to a deeper sense of being, a deeper sense of presence, a natural state of awareness and quiet that doesn't require any effort or straining. We are all naturally and fully aware. Noticing that awareness is functioning without any effort. Noticing in this awareness a deep sense of stillness, an ocean of quiet. And its invitation to abide in stillness. Touching into your natural state, a state that requires no effort. Coming back to the body again and again whenever you find yourself lost in the mind. Inviting over and over a deeper and deeper sense of allowing everything to be as it is, and then simply watching what happens. Resting at deeper and deeper levels into this sense of stillness, awareness. Awareness that seems to naturally be present when we let go of control. here we start to sense, taste into our natural state. Natural meaning that which is uncontrived, uncreated, not manufactured through thought, effort, or control. Sensing perhaps that this experience of quiet awareness may be the core of who and what you are.